Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. How are you doing? In the name of Jesus, we pray all is well, that lifting up the name of Jesus and glorifying his holy name, there is none like him. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you tonight as we come in, glory to God, to uplift the name of Jesus and give him glory, give him praise. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Waiting for our system to come up. Praise the Lord. So prayerfully, you all are just that have came on will be able to hear until we get glory to God, where we can be able to open lines soon. But I just want to thank God, glory to God, for who he is. Every day that we have an opportunity to open our eyes and glory to God to be able to have activity of our limbs and sound mind, it's a blessing in itself how he never sleeps nor slumber and watches over us every day, being grateful, 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 grateful. What a marvelous and wonderful and awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. We pray, glory to God, that the Lord will bless today, that all is well. Thank God again. Glory to God for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We bless the Lord. Thank God. Glory to God for another day. As we stated before, glory to God, as we keep looking to the hills with coming to our help, we realize that our help does come from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless this system, whatever is going on tonight. We cancel that assignment that is causing it not to open up tonight. We pray, glory to God, that any interference, we plead the blood of Jesus and come against it now. And we pray, glory to God, that we'll be able to come online and the Lord will bless, the prayers will go forth, the anointing will flow, whatever needed to be manifested in healing, deliverance, encouragement, glory to God, in wisdom. Glory to God that you would just bless in what we need to do in order to get this system in operation. But until then, God, we bless you tonight. We thank you. We uplift your holy name. We thank you, glory to God, as we come in your presence tonight, hallelujah, with the attitude of gratitude and the desire, glory to God, to fulfill your will. So we bind up Satan, all his cohorts, every trap, snare, whatever is, glory to God, trying to come up against us. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we speak life, health, and wholeness. We speak the wisdom of God, glory to God, in all our endeavors. We pray, glory to God, as we come, glory to God, tonight. We pray those that need a healing, need a deliverance, need encouragement, need some wisdom, need, glory to God, building their faith. Those, glory to God, that may need an answer concerning some situations that are before the Lord. We pray right now in Jesus' name that the answer will come and they will be able, glory to God, to hear from you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for an awesome God you are. You keep on proving yourself over and over and over and over again. Thank you for the power of prayer with faith in the name of Jesus. So we believe in you, hallelujah, that it is done and it, you shall be glorified. So thank you, Lord God, for pulling the system up. Glory to God, that way we may be able to go forward. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. I love it when God bring a plan together and he keep proving himself in the midst of all those situations. And we just keep the faith, be patient and wait on him, and keep pressing and pursuing. Be like that that widow woman with the unjust judge that didn't regard God or man. And when God blessed, glory to God, she kept persisting and pursuing, and he vindicated her. Glory to God. And that's why he wants us to keep the faith and know no matter what. Glory to God. If we just have faith in the Lord, when we pray, believe what we receive, as it says in Mark 11, glory to God, hallelujah, when you pray, believe that you receive. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Our scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians 3:20-21. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. The inspiration from it is Paul ends his prayer in Ephesians with praise. He praises God Praise the Lord. Service is going on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. He praises the glory of God forever after all that he has said to the Ephesians, reminding them that they are the body of Christ and admonishing them to get along with each other. Paul ends his letter by reminding them of how great and marvelous is the Lord. The dialogue is a model for our own prayers. Let us not get so caught up in our petition that we fail to give God the praise he deserves. And the prayer is, Lord, you are the highest God. You have redeemed us, and I praise you. You have blessed us far beyond our imagination and continue to bless us in ways that we cannot possibly understand. We thank you and praise you. We give you all honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And Father, we thank you for that inspiration after the glory, after scripture. And we thank you, Lord God, for how you inspire us through the Holy Spirit to submit ourselves and commit, and the things that you do, glory, to encourage us to look to you and to know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Know that you have the answers that we need. Help us, glory to God, to stay fixed and focused, glory to God, on looking unto the hills which cometh our help. Help us to be steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. Help us to know without a shadow of a doubt who our Redeemer is and that he lives, and he lives on the inside of us. Help us to be in a place like never before that we will worship you in spirit and in truth, that we will not deny you, will not yield to our flesh, will not allow the spirit of the enemy to have us bound up, glory to God, by what we're going through. Hallelujah. But look to you, glory to God, for whatever answer that we are needing in this journey. And even on this, glory to God, this tedious time, glory to God, not tedious journey, but this time that we're living in. God, help us to know, glory to God, no matter what, you have the answer and you have a plan and you want, glory to God, for us to be blessed and prosper and be in good health. You want to use us for your glory. Help us to desire, glory to God, to want to be, glory, fit for the kingdom of God, being in place, being in tune, being committed, being determined like never before. Challenges will come, glory to God, but we got to persevere in the name of Jesus, not regress and not get caught up in procrastination, but press and persist and pursue after you. God, thank you for the blessed plan that you have for us. Thank you for the visitation every day. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for the activity of our lives. Thank you for a sound mind. Glory to God, even at this time, so many people are losing their minds. They're losing their train of thought. They can't stay focused. They're in anxiety attacks they're having or fears or whatever, fretfulness about all the things that are going on. Even coming through the pandemic, we still have people, glory to God, have not learned how to rest in you and trust you, even after you done brought them through. God, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. For those, glory to God, we understand to a certain point, glory to God, for not being unbelievers, but we have some believers, some unbelievers sometimes look like they're walking stronger in their faith than some things that we ought to, without a shadow of a doubt, have with you on the inside of us, on board, God. Help us to learn to rely on you, and we got to learn how to rely on you by letting go of, glory, our will and our way, so your will can be manifested through your word, getting your word in us so we can be able to have the strength and the courage and the power that you've given us through the Holy Spirit. God, I'm praying that we got to condition ourselves more. But, Lord, I thank you for what we have already gained in and glory to God yielding, what we have already accomplished, what we are still striving for those that, glory, I have a focus on the fact that I want to be a disciple, not just another member, not just, glory to God, another convert, but a disciple. And when we become a disciple, our heart is turned to you and have a desire to fulfill your will. God, we are praying for those that are elderly and glory to God that are in the gospel, they're seasoned, and God, they're glory to God, on in that turning, glory to God, of aging. But God, I pray and thank you for the wisdom that's still in them that they can pass down. God, help us not to discard our brothers and sisters that are in a seasonal stage. God, that you will just bless them and help us to still draw from them, because you said the elder should teach the younger. God, help us not to dismiss. In the name of Jesus, help us, glory to God, to know that we're coming up behind them. We're beginning to be the elders and the seasoned ones and people behind us. God, help us to not act like we're jack of all trades and that we know it all and we got a monopoly on this gospel, but help us to be in a place, glory to God, that we're open to hear the Spirit of the Lord, and glory to God, be in a place that we're expanding the kingdom of God by whatever you've given us to do in submission and obedience to your will. In the name of Jesus, to walk into love and encourage and build others up, not to condone things that are wrong, but go right to have compassion. And don't let our compassion get in the way of the things that when you tell us to do, when we do have to speak something hard or we have to do something, glory to God, and be firm and frank in some things with the wisdom of God and the weakness, glory to God, of the Spirit, God, that we'll go in and make corrections. But God, help us to make sure that we're being corrected by your Spirit and examine ourselves daily. Thank you so much for the gifting that you've given us and the talents, glory to God, and Lord, the wisdom that you've given us. Let us be able to seek your face daily so we'll know how to walk therein. God, I thank you that you say your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, we are praying and thanking you, Lord, for those that you're hearing the praise report of those that you're healing, those that you delivered, those over that you encouraged, those that you have set free, those over to God that have a desire now for more hunger for your word and thirst for you. Thank you for that word. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for those prayers that are going forth and changes are taking place. Even thank you in the midst of glory to God, those that may have gone on to glory in the family and the loved ones, maybe even hurting this, that, but how you bring comfort, how you bring encouragement. Oh, God, thank you for, Lord God, regulating our mind and giving us desire, glory to God, to stay on board, to stay on, steady the course in the name of Jesus, not yielding to the left or the right. Thank you for those, glory to God, that have a heart after you that will submit themselves. And when I find myself in error, glory to God, that I will humble myself and repent. And glory, I repent with sincerity. Glory, I allow you to elevate us even the more. As we humble ourselves, you said you do the exalting. Thank you, Lord God, for when the word finds us out, glory to God, that we will submit to your will. God, it is I that's standing in need of prayer. God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to use these tools and these giftings that you give us, the glory to God, for see people's lives change, for healing and deliverance to take place. Ah, God, for glory to God, for people being in a place, glory to God, they can be able to trust that there is a God and he does care, that he does love, because they can see the love of God in us and they can see action in us and not just on a part-time basis. God, I thank you for it. I thank you for the prayer lines. I thank you for the churches, glory to God. The building is not the building, but the people in the building that standing on the promises and walking in truth. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are out in the hedges and the highways compelling men. Thank you for those, glory to God, in those places that glory to God, are not allowed to them to freely speak or freely talk about Jesus or even call his name, and they're underground and they're different places and trying to get Bible, trying to get the word there and causing others to get saved and delivered. Bless them and cover them under the blood. Pray for those missionaries too and others, glory to God, behind the scenes, glory to God, that are operating and working. Pray for those that are in the street ministries that are out there reaching those that are drug lords and those that are out, glory to God, ladies of the night, and those, glory to God, that children and people on the streets, glory to God, that have lost their homes or just lost, glory to God, that place in society, that somebody is caring and concerned and getting a word to them, getting food to them, getting clothing to them. God, we pray, glory to God, for the charities that, glory to God, whether they know God or not, but they reach out in faith and reach out in love and compassion to feed the hungry, for the feed those, glory to God, and also for to be able to visit in the prisons and for those that, glory to God, are going through in their homes. And sometimes, glory to God, the Lord bless somebody come by and or organization or somewhere, glory to God, to help families or help them, glory to God, build the bridges back. God, we are praying and thanking you, Lord God, for those in the medical field, those, glory to God, that have reached out through this pandemic, those, glory to God, that are people that have been on the streets and helping, and children that's been pouring out, glory to God, their compassion to help go around not only the homeless, but people that became homeless, people that are just going through in their homes, and people, glory to God, that needed food and needed different items for their homes and just the necessities, glory to God, in life. Ah, God, and throughout life, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing all around the globe through the power of prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for praying for Israel, praying for Jerusalem, praying, glory to God, for India, praying, glory to God, for this United States of America, this land supposed to be of the free. We're praying, glory to God, more of the manifestation of the freedom and liberty which the enemy is trying to turn around and send it backwards, glory to God. But we rebuke and bind. We're not going back to Egypt in, glory to God, the things that God done brought us out of, no matter what, glory to God, man says, no matter what prejudice says, no matter what hatred is trying to bring up. We thank you, Lord God, that the power of prayer and praying, glory to God, as we continue to stand, glory to God, in the gap, we believe in change taking place in our president, change taking place in our government, change taking place, glory to God, in our House of Representatives, things taking place, glory to God, in our police force, change taking place, glory to God, in the medical, change taking place for those, glory to God, that are caught up in greed in these various places, glory to God, in the high places that are holding up things, even for uncovering and revealing, glory to God, what they conceal, glory to God, about those, glory to God, that are throwing a brick and hiding their hands, those, glory to God, that have been perpetrating and saying they want to stop, glory to God, this crime, and glory to God, and want to stop all the drugs and all the, glory to God, the gun violence, but they're still lying in their pockets, glory to God, trying to play both sides. God, we're thanking you for exposure in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for those that are putting pressure on the other ones, glory to God, that's putting them to be quiet when things are going wrong, when you know, glory to God, things are not right, and it causes, glory to God, people's lives to be in bondage, glory to God, because of certain things that are being taken place in our government, go right in, and go right other places that are in high high positions. In the name of Jesus, that's supposed to be help running the country, or making a balance, that's supposed to be concerned about people. God, there's so much to pray for at all times. We pray, glory to God, even for some of the prejudice that goes on in the medical field, when people need to get their glory to God, medical attention. You're being selective about who can get this and that. God, I'm thanking you for the change. I'm thanking you for the heart, glory to God, of man to change, glory to God, so that way when gun laws change and other laws change, the heart, glory to God, of man will be in compliance in the name of Jesus. Because legislation can change, but if the heart of man hasn't changed, they still will be overriding. But I'm praying, glory to God, hallelujah, for that change, and also the change and transformation in the body of Christ, so we can be the light and we can be in place, because too much darkness is in that, too many crevices and open doors, glory to God, for the enemy to come in our lives, glory to God. The reason why things are not flowing the way it needs to be for us, the body of Christ, is we are seeing a lot more things eradicated if there was so in the name of Jesus. We'll be seeing more, glory to God, where the hand of the enemy will be bound up more if we were all on one accord, and not just some in the nation and some over here in this country, some over here in this state, and some here on this side of town, and there's some over whatever, but others, glory to God, just fighting like a crab in a bucket, pulling each other down, or about some division about some foolishness or whatever. God, we are praying the heart of man change those that are in the body of Christ, disciples, to become disciples, not just converts, not just members of an organization, or members of a so-called church, glory to God, when we're really not operating in the church as we ought to collectively. I'm praying, glory to God, so that way we can be able to see, glory to God, the hand of the enemy bound up and eradicated, more of his work, glory to God, when so much bloodshed, so much, glory to God, suicide that's going on, so much, glory to God, genocide happening, glory to God, so much things going on with, glory to God, homosexual actions and things going on to try to make it the norm. But it'll never be the norm according to the Bible, according to the Word. In the name of Jesus, we got to keep fighting. Glory to God. And those ones that have that mindset that we can't beat them, we might as well join them. That's what some of the people, glory to God, are getting to the point. Hallelujah. You're supposed to be a believer. You're just joining on with what the world's saying, because we can't change. One, glory to God, can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 by. Any food, stand, touch, and agree. How much more if we come together? All the work of the kingdom, things can change. Hallelujah. You can use one man to bring all the means of people out of Egypt. You can use another one to shut up heaven for 3.5 years and speak again, and later, glory to God. And you can use, glory to God, one man to say, we're going to set this, to ask the Lord to turn back around and not the sun, that the sun continue to shine until we finish the battle. Hallelujah. How much more as we are on the other side of grace now. That was on the other side. Hallelujah. Grace. What we can be able to do now if we would just allow the Spirit of the Lord, glory to God. A man can walk by in the shadows, glory to God, from his anointing, from glory to God, will heal and deliver. Oh, glory, another one. God can bless, glory to God, and no matter what Herod was planning to do, lay there and go to sleep, glory, with according to the soldiers around while the church praying, and the Lord blessed through the power of prayers, and the man of God, glory, the angel come in and told him to get up and then put his shoes on, his cloak on, and walk out, glory to God, of the jail cell with all of them soldiers there in the name of Jesus, and not, glory, have no disturbance on the other side, and still be up at the church house, glory to God, where the meeting place at the house, glory to God. Sometimes we pray, and the Lord, I'm supposed to believe in God for miracles, and when the miracle comes, you don't even recognize it. Hallelujah. Rhoda come to the door, praise the Lord, and close the door, and go back and tell them, and they didn't want to believe, and they were praying for the miracle. God, help us, glory to God, to stand on your word. Help us to believe, but just think about the miraculous, marvelous, and wonderful, awesome things. Ah, oh, glory to God, determined that we're not going to bow down and take down. We got to know, glory to God. Hallelujah, who our Redeemer is. And God, if there is any error in us, any sin, help us to be sincere about it. Help us to not just repent about this and repent about that and glory to God, these other things really at the core we won't let go of. God, we ask you, Lord God, help us stop trying to be the defender of ourselves and let you be our defender. Let you, glory to God, fight the battle. You, glory to God, is our vindicator. In the name of Jesus, you can do it better than anything or anybody can. Hallelujah. When, glory to God, you change around, things around in our favor. Thank you again for, glory to God, mercies and grace. Thank you for the healing power, deliverance power. Help us, glory to God, to get these bodies in line, in our mind and our spirit. Help us, glory to God, to stand on the promises. Even though it might be, glory to God, it'll seem like a delay in our minds. God, help us to know it's not a denial. You got an appointed time. The season's going to change, but let us to stay on our post. Help us to stay on our post, praying and interceding and standing in the gap, believing by faith, glory to God, for those things that you assigned our hand to do. And God, if we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. It's going to happen. Everything. You said everything will be added. Whether it's, glory to God, need food, whether we need clothing, whether we need shelter, whether we need for marriages, whether we need, glory to God, deliverance in our homes, whether, glory to God, is a financial situation, whatever. And you said you'll supply our needs according to your riches and glory. And God, if we continue to walk upright before you, say you hold no good things from us. God, you got a way of working things for the good. God, I bless you today. I bless you for these prayer warriors. I bless you for their homes and their families. And you know the needs. You know what every one of us going in, individually in our families and anything else and whatever, glory to God, that are facing them. I pray, God, that you will bless, minister, and move. We pray, glory to God, for those that come in to hear, to visit, to encourage, to, glory to God, to pray, to be able to receive. Glory to God, bless them too as well. In the name of, even when it goes out to the airways, when somebody might listen today, next week, next month, hallelujah, glory to God, we pray that that word will penetrate and be just what they need at that time. When they're praying, glory to God, more and more, as we just keep our eyes fixed on you, keep our communication lines open with you, keep our communication lines open with each other. Pray for these families that are going through with their children. Pray for these families that are going through with husband and wives. Pray for these families, glory to God, maybe having loved ones, glory to God, that are sick and they're caring for them and being caregivers and whatever, the strain and the pain and the agony and the pressure that be on them. Help them lift their spirits. Help them to turn things over to you. Help them, glory to God, in the midst. Send help if needs be, glory to God. Don't allow them to leave off the scene, glory to God, for trying to be helping hands and whatever like this or stress because this going on in their family, that going on with this going on the job. Oh, God, we bind up heart attacks. We bind up strokes. We bind up aneurysm. We bind up kidney failures. We bind up, glory to God, problems, glory to God, with arthritis, bursitis. We bind up gout right now. We bind up sugar diabetes. We bind up, glory to God, glaucoma and different things going on with the hearing and the eyes. And bind up, glory to God, fears and anxiety. Bind up, glory to God, the spirit, glory to God, to have them, glory to God, wondering whether they're about to lose their mind. We pray against, glory to God, the what-ifs and the maybes and the, glory to God, the things that are trying to take over, glory to God, in the Alzheimer's, in the name of Jesus, dementia. We plead the blood of Jesus of those, glory to God, going through in the very female problems and glory to God, digestive problems and other things that are happening, glory to God, with the gallbladder, things that are going on with the spleen, things that are going on with the pancreas, things that are going on, glory to God, and just trying to stay focused of all the stresses, glory to God, throughout the day. They're trying to provide for their homes or
provide, glory to God, or just trying to keep their minds of the children, glory to God, focused, not to get caught up on the things that the enemy is offering and all this that the internet is drawing them in on, and other ones, glory to God, because the things that are happening around them, whether it be at school, whether it be just right there in the back room, in their room or in the apartments or wherever they may be, God, we are praying, glory to God, deliverance. We are praying our block to the things that the enemy is trying to penetrate through the minds and massaging the minds of our young people in the name of Jesus. Elderly, older ones too, but our young people, because he's after and got a hit out on them to try to destroy them, because he don't want them, glory to God, to be able to receive what God has for them and make a difference in this nation, in this country, in this earth, in the name of God. We believe in you raising up a remnant. You raising up some people that will obey. They will not be stolen just for homosexuality so the seed won't come forth. They're not going to be stolen, glory to God, from abortion. Not going to be stolen, glory to God, because of murder and locking up in jail and this, that, and the other. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray the glory to God against the spirit of the enemy that's coming against certain cultures and certain ones. Glory to God, want to just annihilate them, because God got a plan, even glory to God, for the black man and for the brown man and for whoever. Oh, God, so whosoever will let him come. We are praying, glory to God, for every life matter. But glory to God, even more so for the ones that the enemy has targeted. It's going to be eradicated. It's going to be a change. Things going to flip. And glory to God, God's going to expose it. This thing going to cease, because we believe in that God's going to intervene in the name. We believe in you for this revival. We bind you up, Satan, and all your cohorts, every lie, every setup, every trap, all this prejudice, all this lying, all this cheating, glory to God, all of this misrepresentation, this defamation of character, all the stuff that you're doing, glory to God, untimely death, sickness, and disease, glory to God, confusion and chaos, betrayal, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. Everything you come to divide the homes and divide ministries, divide, glory to God, the organizations of, glory to God, the ministry, God, that have put together in our lives, we plead the blood of Jesus. We eradicate whatever, glory to God, you're already planning and plotted and is trying to do in the name of Jesus. We bind up this spirit, glory to God, hallelujah, that got so much going on even with the tongue that is destroying people's lives too with the lies and the chaos and the confusion. We believe the blood of Jesus. Oh, we command you to be loose from your assignment and go back to the dry place in which you came. We loose God's anointing, glory to God, for healing, deliverance, salvation, glory to God, encouragement, strength, and glory to God for those that have a desire to fulfill the will of the Lord. We're praying, glory to God, for food and clothing and shelter, whatever is needed, encouragement to stand and to be, glory to God, accountable, glory to God, for the things of God. Praying for those, glory to God, that need enlightenment, glory to God, of the tricks of the enemy that snared them. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, glory to God, for those who need a financial blessing, glory to God, with wisdom and good stewardship when the money come in. We're praying, glory to God, for healing homes, glory to God, with parents and children, and glory to God, marriages. We're praying, glory to God, for jobs where confusion and chaos is going on. We're praying for promotions in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, that you are blessed in the body of Christ. We're praying for these prayer warriors, glory to God, wherever they are, not to get entangled and caught up with the things of the world. We're praying for the body of Christ to guard their heart with all diligence, and let us come on one accord. Let go of the sin. Let go of the error. Let go of the confusion. Let go of the disappointment. Let go of, glory to God, the ostracism, the criticism. Get rid of, glory to God, all the things, glory to God, of unforgiveness, so we can run this race with patience. We can run with light weights on, no weights on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just praying for change, praying for revival, praying for our leaders, glory to God, of this nation, glory to God, and all around the globe. We pray for President Biden, and we pray for President Harris. We pray, God, for wisdom. We pray for godly wisdom of those that are around them that will give sound doctrine and good wisdom. And we pray for, glory to God, those other ones that are wise counsel to be around them so that way they can make the right decision. We pray against confusion and chaos up there, glory to God, with Congress and House of Representatives. We pray, glory to God, for our government. We pray things will come in line. We pray for other places all around the globe. And we pray, glory to God, for India and other places that, glory to God, have not acknowledged God as God, but glory to God, but they're worshiping all kinds of other things, no matter what country they're, whether India, Africa, or glory to God, whatever country that's already made up their mind, hallelujah, that they're just going to continue in sin and worshiping other things. things, but I'm praying for an awareness and for those that in the countries that have made their mind up that they will not be, glory to God, bound up and they will not be killed and destroyed because of the name of Jesus Christ. But I'm praying for more and more, whether it's over there in China, whether it's over to God in South America, where it's any place in our United States, wherever it is around the globe. God, we just pray for men to come to know the true and living God, and if we as believers that we call on the name of Jesus, that we will, glory to God, have given our lives, that we will act accordingly, and the light will shine in the name of Jesus. God, we just give every care, every concern back to you. We thank you so much for all that you've done and doing in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory for who he really is. We pray now for Mother, when we open this up, praise God, the next prayer. Praise God to pray. Then we'll have Mother McCormick, then Mother Alexander, and then Brother Black. Pastor Burton, she said she was on her way. Let me see if her name came up yet. She was on her way that she was going to be running late to come online. Oh, the reason the line hasn't been open yet, see, we're going to be praying and binding the devil up. The line opened up, glory to God, the screen did. But now it won't open the lines. But I pray right now, God, if we continue to believe it, you all be praying over there because I prayed earlier, and God blessed and finally brought the screen up. Now we got a little demonic force trying to play the game with the whatever, because I'm telling you, when things are working and all of a sudden we start having interference, it's not just something common. The enemy does not want prayers to go out. He don't want us walking and talking and ministering and moving, and the gift in God gives us our talent. So sometimes we have... Sometimes it's over to God. We have to. Who is that on the phone? Coughing. And the line not even open. I don't get that one. Praise God. I heard somebody coughing. It sure wasn't me. And these lines are not open. In the name of Jesus. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hello?
Brother Black.
Well, how can I can hear you and no lines are open?
You hear me now?
Is anybody else can talk to?
I hear you. Hello?
Well, how
can you
all
hear me?
Hello? I hear
hello?
Every one of y'all, and the lines are not open over here on the screen. Oh, well, okay, let's do it this way. If everybody just keep their phone muted and y'all open and y'all can hear me, then oh, that's all that's important. Okay, so we're going to do it. Okay, when everybody else is praying, let's stay quiet. Because my lines are not open, but at least y'all open on the phone. So first we're going to have Mother Willette, then it's going to be Mother McCormick, then Mother Alexander, then Brother Black, and if I could find out whether Bert came on, then she'll be after you. If not, if Mother Sims is Pastor Sims there, we'll catch her next, because I can't scroll the scene. So if y'all remember in that order, if not, then I'll call it back out again. But go ahead, Mother Willette. This is strange.
Amen. Amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in that name that's above every name, thank you so much, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being for us. We thank you, Lord God, for our leader on the prayer line, Minister BJ, Lord God. We thank you for the prayer that she's already lifted up. We probably could just say amen, but we just want to take this time and appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for what you're already doing in our lives. We thank and praise you that you are for us, you love us, hallelujah, and that you meet all of our needs according to your great riches and glory. We give your name the praise because you are worthy all by yourself. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you so much, hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we appreciate you for sitting at the right hand of the Father and seeing what's going on in our lives and making intercession for us even as we pray. Glory be to God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I honor you this evening, and I thank you for what you've already done. Hallelujah, in our lives. I thank you for every miracle, every answer to every prayer that we've prayed. I thank you that you are a faithful God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we bind up the distractions on this prayer line. We come against darkness and hindrance and those things that's trying to interfere with our prayers reaching you. And we thank you, Lord God, and we cancel any opposition and hindrance that's trying to interfere, God, with the prayers reaching you in the name of Jesus, and especially with the answers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. According to your word, we have what we ask of thee when we ask in faith, believing that we receive. Glory be to God. Because there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have our best interests at heart. We thank you that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Glory be to God. Thank you that you are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for these men and the men and women, Lord God, that come on this prayer line to intercede, Lord God, for others. Thank you so much, hallelujah, that we can look to you, hallelujah, as the scriptures say, look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, creator of heaven and earth. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for all that you do. Praise your name. We invite your Holy Spirit to help us to pray, to intercede on our behalf, because sometimes we know not what to pray. And glory be to God, I appreciate you, Lord God. I know there's so much to pray about, Lord God, but I just want to give you praise. As the psalm writer says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, because we know, hallelujah, that you've already, according to your word, work things out for our good. Then the scripture said, all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I praise you. I worship you. Father, I just honor you this evening because you are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Hallelujah. You're El Shaddai, Yadadaboshake, the all-sufficient one. Hallelujah. Jehovah Makedes, Jehovah Tisikanu, our righteousness and our sanctifier. Jehovah Nisi, glory be to God, the banner over us with love. You're our Father God. Hallelujah. I appreciate you, Lord. I just worship you because you're worthy, and I thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for answering the unspoken request. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we pray with faith. Hallelujah, and we're trusting, hallelujah, that whatever we ask according to Mark 11:22, we have faith in God, and we say to the situation, speak to the mountain, and expect, hallelujah, situations to change. We trust you. We trust you, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to look down upon your creation, Lord God, and upon man. We ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for all of our sins. Forgive us, Lord God, when we've been mean and hatred and allowing bitterness to cake up in our hearts. Forgive us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. Lay aside those things that has nothing to do with you. If it's gossip, if it's lying, if it's stealing, if it's robbing, if it's mistreating someone else, talking mean and nasty. God, in the name of Jesus, I heard the preach word last night. If we are supposed to be children of God and we still got cussing coming out of our mouths, Lord God, these things ought not to be. Have mercy and deliver us. Lord God, we pray for deliverance. We thank you, hallelujah, that the Spirit, the scriptures teach in Isaiah 61, that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me. You anointed Jesus and you've anointed us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. To say your word. Hallelujah. With expectation and proclaim liberty to the captives. Hallelujah. To heal the wounded, broken hearts in Jesus' name. Open up blinded eyes. Loose them. Hallelujah. That's been bound, even those that have been bound, Lord God, from wounds that have happened from so long ago, of those, Lord God, who are still, Lord God, bound by sickness and disease when it's already under the blood. Glory be to God. Jesus, you've already set us free. But we pray special prayer this evening, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. For so many that are on the prayer list, at these different churches, Lord God. so many, Lord God, that we can lift up, we can name them. We can't, there won't be enough time to name every situation, every circumstance, Lord God. But we pray for special prayer, Lord God, for those who have had injuries, maybe, Lord God, maybe they have had surgeries, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for, Lord God, your anointing, the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, with your anointing to go forth, hallelujah, to heal, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, set free, save, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those, Lord God, who have mind disorders, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, maybe bipolar, schizophrenic, Alzheimer's, dementia. God, we pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, against, Lord God, disobedience and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that people will decide that they're going to surrender to Jesus and, Lord God, obey what your word. I love what Mary said. Hallelujah. Whatever he tells you to do, oh, do it. Glory be to God. In other words, what you hear God say, obey him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You want your life to be better? Yeah, I'm not saying you're going to get in the mansion on the hill, but your life will be so much better with Christ in it than without having him in it. We lift up, I heard already, prayer for our military and our prisoners of wars, our leaders, Lord God, those in health care and medical fields, our children, those that are students, those that are in the schools, Lord God, the teachers, Lord God, the school staff, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We lift up the body of Christ, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, Lord God, the health administrators, in the name of Jesus, our president, his administration, Lord God, his special task force that, Lord God, that he's gathered to, Lord God, begin to come up with ways to combat different disasters, global warming, whatever the situation is, other viral flus or SARS or some type of flu type of infection, Lord God. We pray that the task force, Lord God, is that's at hand, coming up with ways to combat this in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that you allow human beings to take part in what you're doing in the earth today. Hallelujah. You created us for purpose, Lord God, and you want us, hallelujah, to worship you, to spend time with you, to have relationship with you. And you're looking at our relationship with you, but especially with our relationship with others. So help us to realize it's important how we treat one another in the name of Jesus. Whether they're in the body or without the body, we need to be who we're supposed to be as children of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. So the earth, the people of the earth can see that there is a better way. Hallelujah. Help us not to be hypocrites or, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but true living children of God. We pray, oh God, for the spread of the gospel in the name of Jesus. And we come against deception, distractions, hindrances, Lord God, against, Lord God, the spread of this gospel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for so many things on tonight, Heavenly Father. Remember those that are lost loved one. Comfort their hearts in the name of Jesus. Remember those, Lord God, that are going through this evening. And whatever sickness it is, Lord God, I pray that your people will realize that there, hallelujah, is nothing too difficult for you. So we pray that you would give us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from disease, from the coronavirus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. From, Lord God, just outright not wanting to accept the truth. Hey, give us deliverance from it in the name of Jesus. And God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of darkness, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is, God. And I pray that you deal with that adversary. You said vengeance belong to you, and you are recompense. It's a righteous thing for you to recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And it's not the flesh and blood, but it's, Lord God, the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, Lord God, that we wrestle against. But we thank you. We're in a fixed fight, and we already have the victory because of the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you love us. We care. You care so much about us that you would not leave us in darkness. I pray for the LGBT community that they would come out of darkness, Lord God. And I thank you for what Charles Stanley says. Obey God and leave the consequences to you, Lord God. You have a way of delivering people out of their issues. And I pray, God, that we would get the message that it's time for us to walk in love and be the examples that we're supposed to be as children of God. I love you, Father. I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. Continue to bless these dear people that come on this line week after week in the name of Jesus, and especially those, Lord God, hallelujah, who may not never say anything, but I pray that you will, Lord God, begin to just change their hearts, begin to meet their needs, Lord God, and let them know, I love you, I care about you, and I will watch over my word to perform it in your life. There is no good thing that I will withhold from you, and I will perfect that which concerns you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. Now we ask that you would allow your Holy Spirit to continue to intercede for us in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Jesus, thank you so much. I love you, Lord. I bless you and I praise you. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that I pray the prayer of faith. It is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for Sister Willette and thank God for Pastor BJ. For the prayers that's already went up, we thank God for it in the name of Jesus. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
All right.
Amen. I can hear you.
Okay. Thank God just for each and every one of the prayers that have just went up, because we, you know, we just thank God because God is an awesome God, and we give glory and honor to him on tonight because we realize that without him we could do nothing. But with him, we know we can do all things. So we give glory and honor to him. And we ask him right now to forgive me for any sin, for all sins and wrong that I've done or thought or act any kind of way or attitude or just look wrong or just walked in the wrong way or whatever it may be in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that I would be able to be what you would have me to be in these last and evil days. God, I thank you, Lord God, for your love because you show your love, God. You sent your love for us, Lord God. You said in your word, let not our heart be troubled, Lord God. And you said that for God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have your everlasting life. So, God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that shed that blood on Calvary Cross. He didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond our fault and saw our need. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus. I pray right now, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will continue, Lord, to help us, Lord, to stand and be what you want us to be, Lord God. Not looking to the left or to the right, but just keep our focus on you, Lord God. Call it on the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in their faith. So we give glory and honor to you, Lord God. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for the joy that you give us, Lord God. We thank you for your gentleness. We thank you for the change of our mind, Lord God, because I ain't always had the mind that I got on today, Lord. And you yet, Lord, changing my mind as I go forward, as I continue to study your word, God. You yet, Lord, let me see a little bit different, a little bit better than what I used to see, Lord God. And not just want to see, but just want to be able to know that it's you, Lord, that's doing it for me. Just it is you that's walking, and I'm walking by faith and not by sight. So, God, I just thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through problems and those that's going through situation on tonight. I pray, Lord God, for most of all, God, I pray for these things, these killings, these guns tonight, Lord God. I pray that you will look down on them right now in the name of Jesus, the people that's out there with these guns just shooting people for no reason whatsoever, Lord God. Even little babies, you know, I see where little kids has got guns and where they kill, you know, shoot people, Lord God. So, God, I pray for this demon spirit that's out raging and going around in different places, in different states. Lord God, we bind up that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that we have that authority to bind and to loose in the name of Jesus. So we bind that devil up, that he go back to the pits of hell where he come from, because he had no authority over the people, Lord God. He had no authority over them. So, God, we just pray right now that you, Lord God, will just touch minds of people and let them realize, God, that we're living in the last days. We're living in a time where people think it's all a goody-good and it's all this and that. But let them realize, God, that you're soon coming back. You're coming back for a people, Lord God. You're coming back for a people that is ready to go back. Not a getting ready people, but you're coming back for a people that is ready to go back with you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your shedding of your blood. We thank you for peace, that peace, Lord God, that peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for knowledge on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, there's so much knowledge out there, God. Oh, Father, but we just pray, Lord, that we have the knowledge of you, Lord God, the knowledge that we can walk in the right way that you want us to walk in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, for we thank you for understanding. We thank you, Lord God, because the word of God said ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. But sometimes, Lord God, we need to understand when we are going for. We walk one way, but we don't understand exactly what way we're supposed to be going. So, God, help us to understand. Open up our understanding the more so we can understand what we say and what we do. And like Sister was saying, and how to pray in the right way, the way that you want us to pray, Heavenly Father. Give us that wisdom, Lord God, that wisdom that we'll be able to have the wisdom of you, Lord God. And also, God, thank you, Lord, for the discerning, so we can have that discerning. So when we go places, Lord God, that we won't be in darkness, or we won't be like we thinking one thing is one thing and it's another. So we can have that discerning, that we'll have that discerning to see these things before it even come on us. In the name of Jesus. So God, we pray for those situations. We pray, Lord God, for more your passion, Lord God. So we thank you for the passion that you give us. Because, God, you have already given us all the fruits of the Spirit. So we are the ones that have to, we have to be able to be able to live by the Spirit, the Spirit. We got to be able to walk in the way that you have us to walk, not the way we want to walk. So, God, we pray, Lord God, that you will help us, Lord God. We realize the word of God let us know, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And he is so faithful that promise us. Whatever he promised us to do, he's a God that stands. He's a God that stands on his word. And whatever he say he's going to do, he's going to do it. He's a God that won't lie. So, God, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you right now, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. And when I say us, I be saying me and everybody else that woke up. I thank you, Lord God, for waking us all up this morning, because we could have been still laying in the bed. We could have been still laying there until the Lord breathed on us. If he hadn't breathed on us this morning, we all would have been still laying somewhere. But I thank you for breathing on us all this morning and giving us a chance to be able to get up and to move around, to do the things that we need to do in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, for the water that you give us, Lord. So many people don't have clean water. They don't have the water that they need, the clean water to drink, the clean water to wash, the clean water to do their cooking or whatever. They don't have these things. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, for just having mercy on those that do have these necessities, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is so good, and it tells us, as we pray, as we begin to pray and bail out to you, in Hebrews 4:16, which I always love this scripture, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Because in a time of need, this is a time of need that we need you right now, Lord. We cannot walk this journey by ourselves. We need you every step of the way. And so, God, I pray, Lord God, for that man and that woman that might be standing inside of the streets, Lord God, sometimes going down the highway, and you see somebody standing inside the street that don't have, may not have anything, or we don't even know. But God, sometimes I just want to just pray for them. I just began to pray for them. I said, I don't know if you out there just standing out there or trying to get money just to get it. I don't know that, but I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm going to pray for you anyhow in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for people because people are going through some trials and some tribulation. They are going through some things, even though things are good. There are some good things that's happened in the midst of this pandemic. There is some good things that's happened in this situation. So, God, I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for your people, Lord God. I pray for the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. I pray for that person that's going through sickness on tonight, Lord God. Somebody, Lord God, that may be going through a breathing problem on tonight. Somebody that have COVID, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that you will breathe on them right now, Lord God. We pray that you will go into the hospital. And, God, we ask you to breathe on them right now, Lord God. Send your anointed power on them, God, and raise them up, God. Even if they don't even have a COVID, they might be just been laying in the bed for a long time. They might be in there for a long time, God. Touch them right now. Touch the minds of them, Lord God. And help them to be able to come back to their mind, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We lift you up, Lord, because the word of God tells us, God. You told us, God, your word, to speak your word. You told us to speak that word. And you said your word, 1 John 5:14-15, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have that petition that we have asked of him. So when we ask something, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to just believe it. Just believe it's already selling. It is already done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight, Lord. We appreciate you. We pray for people all over the world. There's so much to pray for. There's so much to call you for, God, and ask you to do. But we know that you see every problem and every situation that's going on in people's life. We know you're the only one that can work all our situations out. So we give it all. We cast all those cares on you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we give it to you because we know we can fix it. We know you can, and we thank you for it. And so, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for just breathing on your people right now and touching the body of Christ as a whole, touching all the prayer warriors everywhere from every state all over the world. We pray for them all, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all sickness, all of them, God. You know everyone, God, in the name of Jesus. You know who we pray for and who we don't pray for. But we want to pray for everybody because all souls, every soul is yours, God, but the sin, the soul that sins should surely die. So, God, we pray for in the name of Jesus that you will keep them all. Keep people alert, God. Keep their mind on you. Let them know, God, that you are able to bring them out. You're able to help them as they want to be turned around. They want to be different because you told us, God. You told us in the word, come unto me all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You told us to come. You are calling people to come right now. And so, God, we ask you, Lord, to let them realize, God, that you're real. You are real. You are a real God. You are a real God. You know all about what we need before we ask you. So, God, we ask you to keep your people, Lord. Keep them all, Lord God. Look on all the sickness, Lord God. Look down on those that's out there in the world that's traveling to and fro and on the road. And look on the police, Lord God. Look down on the nurses and the doctors, Lord God. Look down on those that works on the road, that be working on the highway, Lord, that be out there in that hot sun or in and when it's cold. Look on all these people, those that working in the grocery store, the truck drivers, Lord God. Look on that traveling and bringing food or bringing different things from one state to another, Lord God. Look on all these situations, all these things that's going on. But most of all, God, look on these people that's doing wrong things, Lord God. Turn their hearts around, God, and let them know, God, that you are able to deliver them from all this wickedness and all this foul stuff that they are doing in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up. We give it all to you, Lord. And we know, God, that without you we can do nothing, but with you we can do all things. And we realize, Heavenly Father, that your word also says, behold, the Lord's hands is not short, that it cannot say, neither his ears heavy, that he cannot hear. So we thank you, Lord. In Isaiah 59:1, we thank you for that word on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory be to your name, Heavenly Father. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you all the praise. Because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. You see all and you know all, Lord. Nothing is hidden from you. But, Lord, we just want to praise your holy name and give you thanks for waking us up this morning, Lord God, in a sound mind and a healthy body. Lord, only you can do it, Lord. No one else can keep us, Lord, the way you can. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for mercy and grace in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us through another day. Only you, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you for mercy and grace in our lives. Because if nothing been for you, Lord, where would we be today? But we know that you are the creator of all things. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Father. And nothing is too way down that you cannot pick up. You gave us your word, and your word you said, cry out to you, call on you. Because your promises is not shaky, Lord. Your promises is real. So, Lord, we believe no matter what it looked like, we know, Lord God, that you heal the lands, Lord. Because you said if we pray according to your word, Lord Jesus, and we stand boldly believing that if you said it, Heavenly Father, it's finished. That's it. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Lord of our life. Lord, as I come before you, we stand interceding for one another, Lord, and also for brothers and sisters all over, Lord God, those we know and those we don't know. We stand in the gap praying, Lord God, because, Father, you see it all, Lord God, and we come before you interceding, Lord God, for brothers and sisters that are going through hard times, Lord. But we know, Lord God, that you are a deliverer. There is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you for touching the bodies, Lord, healing the minds, Lord, because your word said, by your stripes we are healed. So you know all things, Heavenly Father, and you tell us more than once in your word that you want us to be in health. You want us to be standing strong and healthy and prosperous. There is nothing that you is hidden from us, Father. Help us, Lord God, to stand boldly. You gave us the weapon to come against the wiles of the enemy. So we come against that foul spirit, Lord God, that coming against our brothers and sisters. The mind, Lord God, diseases attacking the body. We binding these things up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose the body of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father God, you gave us authority and dominion. You gave us the power to stand boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God, because your word said it, Lord God. By your strength, we are healed. Your promises said, Father God, cast all our cares on you, Lord God, because you're the God that heals. According to Psalms 23, verse 1, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. When you know he's your shepherd, and you know you can stand, put in all your faith and trust in the living God, because he'll never deny us no good thing, and he'll never let us down. Father God, your promise, he said, Lord God, that you will never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Help us to be bold soldiers and stand faithful on your word, Lord God, because your promises is real. Everything will fall, but not your word, not your promises. You never fail us, Father God. Lord, thank you for mercy and grace in our lives, Lord. Thank you for how you make every need met, because you said it in your word, Lord God. All our needs have been met Heavenly Father, help us to boldly stand faithfully. Let the wiles of the enemy fly by, because he shall not have authority over your word. Help us to stand strong against these foul things that the enemy throw against us. Because, Lord, you gave us keys to stand. We have the blood to use against these. We have the name to use against. You gave us keys, Lord God, to stand against the wiles of the enemy. So we come tonight, Lord God, interceding, Lord, and standing against this false spirit of attack that come against the body of Christ. We binding it up in the name of Jesus. Father God, that young man that was outside in the street today, Lord, lay down in the street, walked out, this false spirit of drugs, this false spirit that destroyed a mind, Lord God. Oh God, have mercy, Father God, have mercy, Lord Jesus. Sometimes it hurts your heart to see these young people, Lord God, that this false spirit come against their mind, Lord God. Have them so stretched out, but we know there is a God that see all things. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch their mind, Lord God. Touch their mind, because there's mother somewhere crying out for her sons and daughters, Lord. But we know, Heavenly Father, you said if we pray, continually stand before you and pray out to you, call out to you, our forefather, cry out to you in time of distress. Help us, Lord, to stand boldly regardless what the situation look like, but it's what your word say we standing on. And Lord, your promises tell us, Lord, you never leave us. Your promises tell us, Lord, you will never forsake us. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stand boldly, Lord God, and proclaim the victory is ours. Because according to the promise, Lord, you tell us, Lord Jesus, whatsoever we bind and hurt, bind it in the name of Jesus, that this disease and sickness shall not stand attacking the body of Christ. Oh, Lord God, your promises is what gave us the victory. Your word tell us, Lord God, that whatever we bind, Lord, the power is in our hand to bind the works of the enemy that throw against us. Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for authority and dominion that was given to us by the living Christ. He paid a price for us when he went to the cross. He said, by his stripe we are healed. The suffering he take. And Lord, we do believe, Lord Jesus, that if you said it, Lord, that's it. We standing boldly and proclaiming a victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for the sick today in the nursing home. You have sisters in the nursing home. Lord God, touch their mind, Lord God. And let the caregiver do better, Lord God. Because, Lord, you are the healer, Lord. It doesn't matter what it look like. You are the healer. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on some of our brothers and sisters that is in these places, Lord. Because you see it all, Heavenly Father. Nothing is hidden from you. But Lord, you tell us, if we pray, that let us know that prayer is the key. No matter where you are and who you're hiding from, prayer can bring it out in the name of Jesus. Help us to be bold soldiers, Lord. Because your promises is what we stand in, Heavenly Father. I pray for the body of Christ, Lord Jesus, that we continue to stand faithful in that agape of love. Don't let the enemy deceive us by his wiles, Lord God. We must recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. Recognize that we's not here and don't have any weapon at all. We have the most powerful weapon to use against the wiles of the enemy. Help us to stand faithful in the love that God gave us in his heart. Because he said the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. Help us to know to operate in that love for one another, Lord. Because the more we love one another, the more power we get to know that the enemy shall not have dominion over our sister or our brother life. God. We thank you for mercy and grace, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us power and authority to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that has already been given to us. Through the love of Christ, Ikayashata. Father God, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing the prayer line, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for keeping the head of the prayer line standing, Lord God. Bless our going out and bless our coming in. Lord God, you know the heart and the desire of each and every one of us. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping our sisters and brethren this prayer line going on, Lord God. Because only you keep us, Heavenly Father. It's only you give us the strength, Lord God. It's only you wake us up in the morning time, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. For I know you is a God that hear our cry, and I know you is a God that answer our prayers. Oh, Father God, continue to watch over our grandchildren and our great-grands, oh God. You see them all, Heavenly Father. So we ask you, Lord, to keep our heads around them, Lord. Continue to hope in ways and favors for our sons and daughters, Lord. We bind up any works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose. It has no authority in their life. Sickness and disease shall fly in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, your word tells us by your stripe we are healed. And Lord God, your word said, cry out, call on you, seek you. You gave us a way, Lord, because you tell us in your word, if we pray, Lord God, our whole Father in it, whole grave, pray. So that what's wrong with us that we cannot stand praying with that authority and power to get the enemy from our children? It has no authority. So many young generation is going through situation today. Help the body of Christ to stand in the gap, Father God. Help us, Lord God. You don't have to be your child or your son or your grandson or your daughter. The only thing it has to be is a child need help. So we pray in the name of Jesus that a false spirit shall not destroy that child. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, your word is what we're standing on. And there is no other way, Lord Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the light. According to your word in Psalms 23, Lord, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Everything, everything in heaven and in earth belongs to the Lord. And he make a way for us to enjoy. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless our prayer line, Heavenly Father. Regardless what goes on, regardless what the enemy try, he has no authority, he has no dominion. And so, Lord, we bind the works of the enemy that your word said, whatever we bind. It didn't say whatever the enemy bind. It said whatever we bind. So the fiery darts of the enemy should not have authority over the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you and we glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God just put it on my spirit. Now, my phone, I put it on mute, you hear me? I take it off mute, you hear me? This is iPhone. I'm still working with it, though. But God put it in my spirit. Lord, I lift up our sister, Illy, right now, God. And Lord, our sister, Alicia, the ministers of the gospel, God, and their husbands and their children, God. Hey, my Kanamoko, God, you know what's going on in their lives, God. Lord, we place them at your altar. We place them at your feet, God. You said in your word, Mark 11 and 24, whatever we desire when we pray, believe that we receive and we shall have it, and forgive everyone who we have ought against. God, this is my desire. This is our heart's desire, that all our children be blessed, even as Mother Alexander said, our children be blessed, God. But, Lord, it starts from the leadership. It starts from the parents. It starts from the grandparents, God. And we just thank you, God. So right now we lift up, hallelujah, our apostles, God. Hallelujah. Lord, even this awesome prayer line, God. Divine connections with an E. God, Lord, how you're blessing her, God. Lord, how she's moving by your sweet Holy Spirit of fire, God. Lord, anybody come against her, God, come against them. Anybody bless her, God, bless them, Lord. Good measure, press down, shake it together, running over, God. Cause men to give back unto her bosom, God. And we just thank you, God, Lord, because she's walking in the light, for you are the light, God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for Mother McCormick, God. Lord, how you just blessing her, Lord, how you're causing the preacher man to come forth out of her, God, with power and demonstration, even as she speak your word, God. Hallelujah. You said in your word, I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, but I have not come with enticing words of man, enticing words, and paraphrasing it, for I have not come with enticing words, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And I just thank you, Lord, that you, her feet are like hinds feet, God, and how you strengthen her with might in the inner man, God. We just thank you for her daughter, God, Lord, how she's being blessed every way, every area of her life, and her husband, God. Lord, how she's being strengthened, God. Hallelujah. Even when she speaks life to herself, God, and life in every area of her life and all her loved ones and relatives, God, every prayer, every word is going to come to pass and not fall to the ground, because all those words are the words of God. And God, we thank you for Sapori and all the, and Kelly and all their, all her grandchildren, God. Lord, hallelujah. Fill them to overflowing with your joy, your love, your peace, your goodness, God, your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Minister Brenda, God, and her children, Lord, and all the things that they're going through. God, we count it all joy. God, even though diverse, various trials come against them, knowing that the working, knowing that the trying of their faith worketh patience. And, Lord, and they don't have to faint, but they're going to go stronger and go farther in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They all will be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and set free, God, and fire baptized, God. They're all going to lift you up, ministers of the gospel, preachers and prophets, evangelists, God, pastors and teachers, God, apostles, God. We thank you, Lord, how you're settling her and the family and how you're strengthening them. Every door that's open that's not of God, we command it. We decree and declare it over the atmosphere that they be closed now. God, name. And every door that's closed, that's of you, God. I see your spirit, your angels just gently opening them wide, God. For the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I see a flourishing in their lives, God. I see a peace of God that surpasses understanding. I see rest in their lives, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for Mother Alexander, God. Hallelujah. Keen-eyed prophet, God. a prophetical anointing upon her life, a prophetic anointing upon her life, God. And I thank you, Lord. Higher heights and deeper depths in her life. Growing in leaps and bounds, being led by your spirit. When God stops, she stops. When God moves, she moves, God. The anointing rests upon her and lives in the inside of her. Hallelujah. Thank you for greatness. I have not seen nor ear heard nor come into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for Mother Alexander because she loves him. Hallelujah. She is the branch. Jesus is the true vine. And God is the husband man. Lord, bless all of her loved ones. Bless her siblings. Bless her children. Bless her grands, even her greats, God. Let her see all of her loved ones and her relatives. Hallelujah. And let her know and see for her own self, with her own eyes, and in the spirit, that all is well and everybody's doing all right. God, you're a burden remover and a yoke destroyer. And we thank you, Lord, that every burden is removed and every yoke is destroyed in her life, God. Ah, she's walking and dwelling in your peace, the secret place. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for Mother Willette right now, God. How the joy of the Lord is her strength, Lord. How you're enlarging her territory. And, Lord, everybody that's in the house is going to come subject to your word and your glory. And whatever they see in her mother is going to fall on them. It's going to rest on them. It's being deposited in them right now, and they don't even know it. God, we thank you, God, that there is this house shall be in order. And everything shall be decent and in order in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God. Lord, even for Pastor Sims, God. Hallelujah, how you have her in your arms, how you're rocking her back and forth, how you're taking care of her. Hallelujah, like a mother take care of her child. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that she will not ever have any want. She will not ever have anything that she would ever need. And if she do, she ask you, and you're going to bring it immediately. And we thank you for that. No weapon that's formed against her shall ever prosper. And every tongue that rises up against her shall be condemned. For this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of God, says the Lord. Whatever you ask, nothing shall be denied. In Jesus' name, God. We just thank you for Apostle BJ, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, you're just lifting her up higher heights and deeper depths, God. How you're enlarging and broadening her territory, Lord. How vessels are truly being changed on this prayer line, God. And souls are truly being saved, God. And we thank you, Lord. For I see a spoon, and she's feeding. She's feeding by way of the Holy Ghost, your people, God. Like a shepherd feed her flock. Hallelujah, God. And she's being obedient to you, God. And for the ones, the listeners, Lord, who don't say much and just listen on, Lord. Oh, God, Lord, not only entertain their heart with spiritual good things, God, But, Lord, let your Holy Spirit smear your Holy Spirit on them, rub on their hearts, on their spirit, man, God. Let them enjoy a spiritual life like never before, and let their children be bountiful, blessed, and flourishing in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of the wicked for a season. Fill their mouth, Lord, the words that you put in their mouth with fire, God. Make them fire that when they speak life and speak to others, souls do get saved and lives do get changed. And the enemy do loose their hands from off their lives and their children and their loved ones. And I draw a bloodline around the perimeter of their houses, their vehicles, everything they own, their job, their finances. Yes, Lord. Yes, their workplaces, God. Hallelujah. I pray for Pastor Bird, God. Hallelujah. The true prophet, woman of God. Lord, that you have ordained her to be, God, and greater things are about to happen, about to take place, God, and you're going to give her those visions, and you're going to give her those words, God. You're going to reveal to her these things, God, because there's warning in the house of God when we come together. There's inheritance, there's increase. There's celebration. There's a word from the Lord, hot off the press, which you can't get in Bible colleges. But it comes hot off the press. Some things we learn and some things we catch just by being on the prayer line, just by being in the presence of God in other ordained places, God. Lord, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, God, for the fire that's around us. We thank you, Lord. Bring Prophetess Bird to a place where the enemy can't even touch her. My God, and that we all begin to dwell even more in your secret place. Oh, my God, not just talk about it, God, but be a doer, not just a hearer only, not just a listener, God, but share the word. Speak your word, live your word, and dwell in your secret place and honor you and love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Bless all our loved ones far and near. And we thank you. We glorify you for another time just to praise your name, to bless your name. It's all about you and it's not about us. For you are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Yep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we served. What a mighty God we served. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God he serves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord of the Lord and King of Kings. The great I am, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace. Father, we come boldly now into your presence, Father God. And we just offer up praise to you today, God. We praise you for all that you've done. We praise you for what you are about to do. We praise you, God, even in the situations that we are in. Because we know that you brought us there to take us out. You brought us there to give us a testimony, dear God. So, Father, we just thank you from where all blessings flow. God, I praise your holy and righteous name, for there is none like you, Father God. You are first, last, beginning, and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the one that was and is to come, and we praise your holy and righteous name. God, if I had 1,000 tongues this day, I would never praise you enough. But God, I'm asking you to lift me up, God, so that I will use the one that you've given me. And I will praise you without ceasing, God, in these last days. I thank and praise you, Father. I thank and praise you, God, for you are mighty God. And you are doing awesome things. Help us, Father God, to get out all the little shells and all the little places of safety and really just seek your face like never before. Help us, Father God, to realize that there is none like you. You are great. You are wonderful. And you are God. And God, I thank you for this word that you gave me. This is a word that God gave me just to say to you tonight. God has a plan and purpose for our lives, and he speaks to us through his spirit. He speaks to us through his spirit. And God said the plan will come to pass. It won't always come the way we think it's going to come. But God said his plan will come because what he has begun in you, he is able to bring it to pass. God said he will make every crooked way straight. Look to the hills, for with cometh your help, and know that your help comes from the Lord. We're all in different places. We're going through a lot, and there's some other stuff to come. But God wants us to remember this, and he gave me this for tonight just to remind us, and I know that we all know it. And this is the familiar Psalm 91. He that dwelleth, he that stay connected, he that stay in that place with God, in that secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. We will always be in his safety. He gonna hide us even from the enemy. I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Oh, God, can't nothing get through that fortress. I mean, God got us. He is that fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Regardless of what you're going through, trust God. Trust God like never before. Because things are coming up against us that we've never seen before or never thought would come. But God say, trust him. For surely he shall deliver us from the snares of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. All demons and devils, all tricks of the enemy. God says, I'm going to keep you in safety. Surely he going to deliver you from whatever dilemma you're in right now. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. Stand on the word of God. That's the truth. Stand on his word. Don't be moved by your circumstances. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't even be moved by what people say. Just stand and trust God. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by the day. He wouldn't have told us not to be afraid if it wasn't coming. It's coming. Amen. This devastation is coming. Hard times are coming. Hallelujah. Things are going to come against us, but he said, don't fear. He already made plans for that. Nor for the pestilent that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. don't be afraid of this coronavirus. It came to pass. It came to pass. It couldn't attack you because God had you under his feathers. Hallelujah. It couldn't get on you. It couldn't take you out of here. But the devil tried. But God kept you in safety. He said, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. It ain't going to come near your dwelling. Oh, you got a dwelling place. I ain't talking about this earthly house. We sit up in it. But there is a greater dwelling place, and that is with the Most High. Because thy have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, their habitation. Ha ha, we hang out with him. Hallelujah. We got to hang out with God. Hallelujah. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. COVID-19 can't come, can't touch us. For he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all his ways. He gonna keep us in his ways. We can't keep ourselves, but he can. Hallelujah. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest we'll dash our foot against the stone. All the angels surround us. Put your angels, call your angels forth. Put them in position. Because he said they're going to keep us from all danger, from anything hurting or harming us. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, shall thy trumpet under feet. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. Because we said, God, I love you. I love you with my whole heart. I love you, God, with all of my being. I love you, Father. And he said, I will set him on high because he has known my name. There is a name above all names, and that name is Jesus. And he says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Hallelujah. I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care if it's something that you created. God said he's going to be with you in it. I don't care what kind of trouble it is. God said he's going to be with you in it. And he's going to deliver you. And he's going to honor you with long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God, we're thanking you for your promises tonight. We're thanking you, Father God, that we can stand bold and strong tonight. We're thanking you, Father God, that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. It's coming to pass, Father God. And we ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to heal this land, dear God. And we're just not talking about sickness and diseases, God, but we're talking about hatred and racism, and we need healing, Father God. There are wars and rumors of wars, even right now, as Israel, Father God, is in a fight for their life, dear God. We ask that you keep them protected. God, there are other countries that's coming in, but God, if you are for them, who can be against them? We pray for Israel tonight, dear God. And we say, keep those people safe, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. Heal our land. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. Hallelujah, God, you said that you would hear from heaven and you would deliver us. God, all the prayers of the saints that have gone forth tonight, dear God, I know that you're happy. I know, Father God, it's just like sweet incense now in your nostrils. And God, we all come together as one, and we are agreeing that not one word going to drop to that ground, God, without producing what it was sent out to do. Not one word will be void in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you again, for each one, I'm just coming in agreement with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because I'm so full tonight, God. I've just been hanging out with you and spending time with you. And I'm just sort of short for words tonight. But, God, I ask that the meditation of my heart tonight be accepted in your sight, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you for every individual on this line tonight. Oh, Father God, they've been so beautiful with words and adoration to you, Father God. I know that you're going to pour us out a blessing that we can't receive. And I know, Father God, that people are going to be healed, delivered, set free because of the words that have come forth tonight. And, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for everything that have been said and done tonight. I thank you for Brother Black. Oh, God, he just prophesies over all of us. And I thank you, everything that he said and put out, God, it's going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for every individual tonight now as I bless them in Jesus' name. And, God, we do bless our leader tonight as she stands in that gap without moving. Hallelujah. She won't even let circumstances stop her from doing what you called her to do. And we bless her with good health. We bless her with long life. We bless her, Father God, with every need being met financially, God, in the name of Jesus, that she will continue to declare that gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. And, God, I'm not going to add a lot to the prayers tonight because a lot has been said, but I'm going to come in agreement with everything tonight in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you and I love you, God, and I praise you. It's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Glory to God for a mighty move of God tonight. We bless God. Praise God. I was trying to see how much more time that we had, but it's best, glory to God, with so many people that we have and guests on the line. I'd rather open the lines up now, glory to God, for prayer requests, and we'll get Mother Pastor Sim, another time for prayer. Praise the Lord. But right now, we just want to find out if anybody have any prayer requests or praise reports after all this anointing that God has flown tonight. Healing is in our midst. Praise God. Encouragement. Glory to God. Answers to some things you have before the Lord or whatever. While the water is stirred under the anointing. Glory, I make your request known as we come in agreement. Thank God for Poppy coming off the road and the word that God given her to as well. And all that prayed so diligently, so powerful. I was just talking while I'm opening the line so everybody can be on one accord at the same time. Praise God. We'll take that request now. Thank you, Lord God, under this anointing. Okay, not music, but request. Whoever's playing the music in the background, be courteous and considerate to mute your phone if you're not going to make a request right now.
Prayer for Annie at Church Sister of Mine. Her name is Han.
Ann, okay.
Ann, A-N-N-E. She having problem with her knees. And the next hand, she went to surgery today. And our knees also. Oh, Lord. So I want prayer for both of them. And a young man
who
that Ann? Was... And one is Ann. Both of them is Ann. Two hands.
Okay.
And a young man,
okay,
when I was coming in, he was laying out there. Got to be drugs that mess up this young man's mind. He was just in the street, lay down. And it just saddened me when I see young men are... The devil touched the mind, man. So he pray. I don't know him, but he's a mother child. So just moved my heart this evening when I was coming in.
Hey, Brother Black, take that real quick on over to God of that prayer request on this young man. But we're going to be praying also. Go ahead and pray, and we'll be in agreement with you with both Ann's with problems with their knees and the one that went to surgery. Go ahead and pray, and also pray for this young man on the drugs that for deliverance.
Father God, we just lift Ann and Annie up, Lord. The one went through the surgery and the other one, God. Lord, touch them, God. Lord, we just speak of, Lord, a supernatural healing, God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, a quickening, God. Lord, and Lord, let this be where is, Lord, they receive you as Lord and Savior if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins. God, heal them in every area of their life. Touch their heart, touch their mind, touch their family, their surroundings, God. Change their life, Lord, as they hearken diligently unto you, God. Send ministers by to touch them, God. We thank you for the doctors, Lord, that you put in place to take care of Ann's knees, God, and whatever ailment, God, we decree it, we speak it in the name of Jesus Christ, that all is well, even that young man, God. Lord, whatever the situation is, God, we lift them up to you. We bind the hands of enemy, drugs and alcohol, Lord, even death, God, the assignments of demonic and satanic spirits. Spirits and activity, we bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell. Now we loose your healing virtue. We loose your ordinances in this life, Lord. We loose a breakthrough, God. Lord, send a minister by to help him, God. Lord, in the area that he must go, God. Lord, let him humble himself, God. Draw him closer to you, Holy Ghost. And we just appreciate you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Next request. Praise the
Lord. Okay, Sister Carrie.
Yes, praise the Lord. Good night.
Good night. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead,
dog. Pray for me, my situation with my patient family that I'm working with. They are, you know, they are at it. They are a mess. So I just want you guys to pray for me that I'll get out of this situation soon. And, you know, I'm waiting on my paperwork to come through. And it's a lot of stuff going on. So just pray for me that things work out. In Jesus' name.
Okay. Pastor Bird, are you there? If not, then Mother Willette.
Okay, praise the Lord. I didn't hear Pastor Bird.
It wasn't that clear. She wasn't talking loud enough. She's probably heavy and hard, and I want to say the same thing. You'll make it more clearly. She's having some trouble she's a caretaker with the family that she's there. A lot of disturbance there, and she wants to get out of that situation, but she also want her paperwork, glory to God, for her visa and whatever. She's been having a lot of hold up on that, want that to go through.
Okay. Okay, I thought I heard her say something about an occult or something, but I must have misunderstood. All right, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Carrie, and we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you already know the situation with the patients, the client, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you know Sister Carrie's heart regarding her visa situation, Lord God. And we're praying, Father, favor in her life in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that you work out this situation for her. We bind up any distractions, any interference from the enemy at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God. We pray special blessings upon her, and we pray, Lord God, that you give her peace that surpasses all understanding, and let her know, Lord God, whatsoever she asks, believing that she received, Lord God, if it's in accordance with your divine will, purpose, and plan for her life, you will make it so. You will accomplish it, Lord God, and we bind up any hindrance, any opposition, Lord God, from her receiving what you have for her in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you. We bless you, we praise you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Who's next?
This is Olta.
Olta? Praise God.
Olta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First of all, I say thank you. I have some requests, but I have to thank you first. Remember the first time when I said pray for my uncle, the cancer, stage 3?
Yes.
I told you he was doing very well. And now, just yesterday, he was celebrating in the church his cancer-free.
He was?
He is cancer-free now.
If some noise happened, I heard, but I didn't hear.
He is cancer-free now.
Glory to God. I want to make sure I hear whatever you were saying. Praise God. Wonderful.
Amen.
Yes, now, we celebrate Jesus.
Yes. Now continue praying for my right hand. I don't know what's wrong with it. My sisters, I cannot sleep. And I took to X-ray, they don't see anything.
So somebody in the background, Brother Black, or anyone, somebody, I hear a voice kind of heavy like it's a man, but it's interference, and we can barely hear because our sister already has an accent, but we want to hear clearly. Both of our sisters have an accent, but we're trying to hear clearly, but I heard some noise and disturbance that I cannot hear the words that she's saying. So please mute the phone if necessary if you have to do something in the background. That's for all of us. Praise the Lord. So say that about your grandson, something happened?
I said my right hand. My right hand.
Oh, your right hand. Yes?
Yes. I've gone to the doctor. They don't see anything. But
okay.
It's so painful. And another request, pray for my niece, Rebecca.
Pray
for
my
niece,
Rebecca. She was just a good girl. She was now a cadet of Salvation Army, but she went out and joined the wrong group. She's now in drugs.
Oh, my goodness.
My Lord.
We don't know what to do.
Mm.
Please pray for her. Her name is Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Father, in Jesus' name, you heard the request for also right now, God. We thank you for the praise report about her uncle. God, how God blessed and how you delivered and set free. So we celebrate, glory to God, the power of your word and the prayers and all the ones that are praying. God, we pray for her. God, as the doctor's already seen that there's nothing there, so whatever the enemy has come up, any sickness or disease or any illness or anything contrary to God's will or work, glory to God, there's no, it's the enemy. So we command him right now to loose his hand, or loose his hand, offer her hand, offer her body in the name of Jesus. This vessel belongs unto the Lord. We thank you for a praying woman that stands on God's word. And so we're not going to take down and accept what you're doing. God, we thank you. She went through the proper, glory to God's channel, talking to you, went to the doctor, and now we know, glory to God, without a shadow of a doubt, we rebuke, glory to God, anything that the enemy has brought up against her body. You said by your stripes we are healed, and healing is in your wings. You sent it, and God, you desire for her to be healthy and whole, glory to God, and prosperous, her soul prosperous, and be in good health. So we cancel that assignment now. We pray that that arm is going to operate like it's supposed to be. Every ligament, glory to God, any inflammation in it, anything, glory to God, that aggravate the muscles or whatever, or the nerves, any way, glory to God, or the bloodline, you are going to loose your whole thing and go back to the dry place once again. We call in God's divine healing. We pray, glory to God, that you will bless, glory to God, Rebecca. Wherever she is, that word that was already planted in her spirit from a long time ago, we cancel that assignment of the enemy, glory to God, for whatever pain, hurt, disappointment, whatever she's found herself lured into or seduced into
into this situation about drugs, we're praying that word will come up in her so heavy, glory to God. She can't sleep, can't rest. She'll hear the cry of the Lord that I got to change my life. I got to come out of this. I pray whatever association she has, let it be like the Tower Bell. They can't even get along, can't even agree anymore, glory. Help her to get to a place that no matter what, when people pass, come across her path, that speaking the word of the Lord, that as you take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, that word will fall so deep in her heart that she'll find herself crying out, I need some help. God, I need you. And find the help, whether it's professional help, spiritual help, whatever. We believe in those bands going to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Whatever pain, whatever agony, whatever drew her to that, even if it was curiosity or just hanging around the wrong crowd and got caught, something lured her to get to that place to be tempted to go into that. Now it has a hold on. But nothing's too hard for God. You are a deliverer, as we believe in, glory to God, for that other young man, her or anybody else, whether it be in our family outside or our enemies. We believe in, glory to God. Lives are going to be saved throughout, glory to God, our praying and standing in the gap, that the enemy is not going to continue to hold our young people or any of us down and bound in, glory to God, because our loved ones are, because, glory to God, they are bound by drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, homosexuality, or illness, or whatever disease. We plead the blood of Jesus. We're thanking you that we are witness, go out, the power of your word, how you delivered and healed and set free in the name of Jesus. Everything got to bow at the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Any other prayer requests?
I have one. I have a friend who has fibromyalgia of her spine. She's 76 years old and having a terrible time with back and neck pain, not able to sit at long periods of time. Don't understand it, but if she leaves her house and goes somewhere else, it doesn't bother her like that. But if she's at home, that if she's in pain constantly and taking all kinds of medicine that they've given her for it.
Praise God, Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah.
May Gilmore.
Her name is what?
May Gilmore.
May Gilmore.
May Gilmore. That's
yes.
May.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring May Gilmore before you, Lord God. Lord, use the outer and finish off all things. Especially sickness, Lord. Your word already tells us by your stripe we are healed. So, Father God, this situation with this sister and the father, bring it before you, Lord God. We bind in the works of the enemy, Lord Jesus. Because according to your word, Father God, your word tells us by your stripe we are healed. So, Lord, we know that this situation has to loose our mind, Lord God. Loose our Lord in the name of Jesus, because according to what was said, Lord God, when she's at the house, these things don't attack her. It's the thing attack her when she's at the house. But when she's not at the house, they don't attack. So, Lord, you gave us power to bind the works of the enemy, Lord God. And, Lord God, you see and you know everything, Heavenly Father. But right now, we bring in the sister before you, Lord, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, touch, Lord Jesus. Touch the mind, Lord God, because you see it all, Heavenly Father. We also come against the spirit of deceivers, Lord. We binding up those false spirits, Lord, that come against the mind, Lord. We binding up the works of the enemy, Lord God, and we command it to loose the mind of the sister, Lord God. And Lord, whatever it is that the enemy trying to mess around our mind with, wrap around our mind, Lord. We bind in it and we command it to loose. Because it's only in Jesus' name we can stand boldly and proclaim the victory that he gave us. And Lord, help us to stand, Lord God, and cry out to you more, Lord God. Because you are the author of all things. Nothing can be hidden from you, Lord. These things we ask for the sister, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
So
I'm going to pray that my neighbor would just come to the door. Some situation going on, and I went to the door. But, Lord, I pray with her. And I ask the Lord, Lord, let your will be done in all these things that the enemy is rising up against people, Lord.
Please, Father.
Because, Lord, you're the only one can do it, Lord. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep our heads around these people, Lord. because and oh, give them the eyes to see, because you gave us eyes that we can see, Lord. Spiritual eyes, Lord God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Help us to
That's
see,
right.
Lord God, who is who, Lord God, and know the right from the wrong. Please, Father God, touch their heart and bring tranquility to these people in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I want to say something about the woman. I'm trying to cook while I'm here. That's why I'm not coming back home but so much. But as Pastor Sim was speaking, it was in my spirit that this woman needs a house cleaning spiritually.
Amen.
Somebody needs to go in and pray in that house and cast out some stuff that's in there because she's being tormented in her house. So
right.
she needs some saints to go in there and pray in that house and have a spiritual cleaning. Because the enemy do it when he gets you by yourself. That's when he can really mess with you. So that was just in my spirit as you were speaking that she needs spiritual house cleaning in the name of Jesus.
The first thing that came to me was there's a spirit in the house. So confirmation. Amen.
Praise God. I pray you'll be able to receive that. And there is some strong people that are not just coming for fashion or for what they were coming just for, just to be there, just to say, but people that are strong in the Lord that she can be able to get that house cleaning and so she can have that peace. So we praise God for the prophet and also for the minister of God, that God blessing the prophetic has come in to confirm that too. Because it was strange even when Mother Alexander was praying, it was like when she was saying coming against the mind, this, that, and the other, it was also like, yeah, something is there because you said outside, but when she come back home. So all of this is lining up. So we're standing in agreement with the prayers and believing God that she'll be able to receive and those people will come in and do what God requests. And we're going to hear the praise report about a mighty move of God. Praise God.
Yes.
I praise God for the glory, the anointing for those being obedient. Even though we done went off, glory offline, it was some people that's online, even though they haven't spoken, I'm praying right now, whatever the need, whatever the desires, whatever is challenged, whatever may be going on in your life or your family, your friends or job or whatever that you need of that, this night, glory to God, as we pray in agreement and all that anointing is destroying yokes, is healing, deliverance, encouragement, giving you wisdom, discernment of what you need to do and where you need to go and how you need to go, what to embrace and what not to embrace, touching your body, bringing deliverance, bringing, glory to God, some situations at home in alignment, praying about some stuff that you drop off that may be in your mind or in your heart or maybe some things God is saying do differently, do it a different way or release it and let go. Oh, Shamba, Kurababa. Some things that may have been stressful or oppressing, glory to God. I'm praying yokes tonight being destroyed in the name of Jesus and healing taking place and wisdom when God speaks. Don't put it off, glory to God, when he's talking to you and some things he may have already said unto you and you just didn't do it. But now is the time, glory to God, his way is the better way. And glory to God, so we can have some peace and joy, so we can have the strength, so we can have, glory to God, the answers that is needed. I pray, glory to God, whatever has been holding you in captivity on certain issues in life, whether it's a financial situation, whether it's something at home or on the job, whatever, we were praying tonight that yoke be destroyed too as well, that the Spirit of the Lord will come in and move in a miraculous way, that the blessings of the Lord added rich and making no sorrow, and he has a way of working for the good, but we got to trust him that he will. When we call upon his name and put our trust and our faith in him and lean not to our own understanding, I'm praying right now, Lord, some that's been disappointed and been heartbroken about some things, and God said he came to set the captive free and bind up the broken in heart. And he said, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke, his word, learn of him. Because he, glory to God, is meek and lowly, and his burden is light, and his yoke is easy. But let him have it, glory to God. It's time now to let go. And some forgiveness, for some forgiveness. You might have been done wrong, but glory to God, in the midst of it, like Jesus came, and he forgave us all while we were yet sinners. And he's given us the Holy Spirit to be a helper and a teacher. Let him heal the pain, but forgive, forgive, forgive.
and release in the name of Jesus. Some better things is on the way, but you're holding up some progress when you don't let go, because unforgiveness causes bondage for yourself. The other people go on about their business, got to deal with them down the way, but you'll be in bondage. So when we want to be free, we got to forgive and go on and let God bless us to carry out whatever he's given us, and glory to God, so we won't carry those weights. In the name of Jesus. That's why he say, lay aside every sin and every weight, that so be easily beset us. And sometimes these weights, you know, we let them stay there, hallelujah, it can turn into sin. But also the weights can be people or things or situations we need to let go of. But I pray, glory to God, whatever the enemy is trying to hold us captive in, I bind him up and command him, be loose from his assignment, dismantle, uproot it. Glory to God. We glory to God, cause it to be eradicated. We bind up untimely death, sickness, and disease, portrayal, confusion, and chaos. And if you're in the midst of confusion, in the midst of portrayal, if you cast the care upon the Lord, he know how to heal and bring deliverance, and he know how to fight your battle, and he know how to become your vindicator. Because he said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. James said, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So I pray you continue strength and encouragement, wisdom, glory to God, and not murmur and complain. Because sometimes we complain so much, glory to God, and really don't release it in God's hand. He can't move, because he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And don't just ask for the prayer while you're under the anointing. Receive what is being said then and soon. As the prayer is open, or you're out from the anointing, then the enemy comes back, and then you give in to it. We got to fight the good fight of faith. Give your ears to the Spirit of God. Let him speak to your heart. Don't allow these voices. He said, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, any high thing, bring it down in captivity. His glory to God, weapons are not carnal. Use your weapons and use the power of the anointing and the authority he's put on the inside of you. And I bless you, and I pray, glory to God, God's blessing. We bind up transferring spirits right now. We bind up any attack to come against any of us on his prayers tonight. Glory, I pray a book covering over these prayer warriors, and pray, glory to God, blessings, that God continue to bless and use them, that no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them. Shield them, glory to God, as well as on their blood and their families and the ministries and things you've given us. We plead that, brother Jesus, we are not walking in fear, but we're walking in faith, and we're going to stand. But God, you told us to pray without ceasing, but you told us to be aware, be alert, glory to God, be diligent, because the enemy comes in like a warring lion, trying to seek who he can devour. But we refuse to allow him to come in to devour. We only open the door for when God knocks at the door. He want to come in and sup with us, and we with him, in the name of Jesus. So we take authority over everything else that try to come in or try to disrupt or try to get our distract us from what God is saying to do. So I thank you, Lord God, for the blessings upon these few your people. I pray, glory to God, they be strengthened, encouraged, continue to fight the good fight of faith and be on the wall. We pray that we shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. He said, no weapon, the weapons being formed. Glory to God, try to come in like a foot. God will raise it up a standard. But he said, they'll be formed, but they're not going to prosper. It may look like he's, glory to God, succeeding. But God says, glory to God, the enemy will be put to flight. So help us, God, to hold on to the words that have been spoken tonight, and that, glory to God, he's been speaking to us even before tonight, and some things he's spoken in our secret closet. Believe ye the Lord, and glory to God, those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and to obey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I celebrate you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We come against any attacks of sickness and disease. These bodies are going to line up with God's words and wisdom with it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We look forward, glory to God, to Second Sunday. Glory to God for those that, what are you under the influence of? Praise God for our brothers and sisters to, that's going to come forth. Or we'll be calling you in the next couple of days so we can make sure it's clear. We're now the pastors right now. We're going to hold back a little bit, glory to God, for the prophet and the pastor, glory to God, we're going to allow, glory to God, the other ministers to minister, glory to God, the word of God, and I believe it's going to be powerful because, glory to God, we got to even examine ourselves there. What are we under the influence of? What are we allowing, glory to God, to influence us or manipulate us or situations, circumstances, people, or whatever? Or are we, glory to God, pressing and pursuing and standing on the word and glory to God? And even if error does come, praise God, are we walking according to what God's word say to come in compliance? So I'm looking forward to a mighty move of God. I did say 5th, but that's a holiday time. We don't need to press any further. God is blessing. We're looking forward to hearing second Sunday what God has to say to the church. Pray for Pastor Wise. I hadn't heard from her yet. She was supposed to minister last night, but we do thank God for the word that he did brought last night. Hot off the press, glory to God, nobody could have did that but him to give a full message. Glory to God, from something from 30 minutes, from just a couple of words from a topic and a couple of names from the scriptures of some of the characters that God blessed, the old patriarchs,
So I just bless God, and I'm blessed. I had to go back and listen, even though I fell asleep on part of it. I'm going back and listen some things that were said, because I'm like, God, you did that. You did that of that word that came forth over to God, like I said, prompt by Pastor Apostle Verdon when we were praying for the sister that was going to come on. She says, when everything, she said, else fail, we can stand on the word of God. And as long as we stand on the word, we will not fail. And then we use the scripture coming from no weapon formed against you, glory to God, out of Isaiah 54:17. Those that, glory to God, desire to hear the message again, or glory, I missed some things, you can go back and look it up on the WW Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, spell it with a D-E-V-I-N-E, Divine Connection / no, www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. And glory to God, you can be able to go back and listen to the other episodes in the name of Jesus. And Pastor, I mean, Mother Willette, glory to God, told us about, she's going to be speaking on Friday night. Praise God for those that would have time to go back and listen. And I'm trying to find out where the number is. So I won't have to ask her that number. I think she said, let me see, put my glasses back on. Then we're getting ready to hang up. That number is 1516-531-9804. We're just supporting one another, glory to God, for if you have time, and I pray, glory to God, I get reminded, I get caught up with prayer, other things, and I'm going to miss it, but I'm going to try to make sure I try to hear it. That's at 7 o'clock. We thank God for you all, and if nothing else is missing, nothing else needs to be remarked, we praise God. We thank God again for Mother McCormick, Evangelist, daughter, Sister Teresa. Glory to God, the announcement that my sister made last night. Praise God. You want to say it yourself real quick, Mother McCormick?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm just listening to everybody, but I just want to thank God for the prayer that y'all have already been sitting up for a long, long time. A long time coming, but it's coming. And I thank God for this that's getting ready to happen. She'll be going to the doctor on tomorrow to put her name on the list. I don't know what else they're going to do when she gets there, but that's what she'll be doing on tomorrow, to put her name on the list. And I'm just believing God that
it's
going to
be on the list. Everybody don't know what you're saying. On the list, on the list. Go ahead, tell us what.
It means she's going to be on the, like, whenever a kitten come in, wherever,
yes.
I don't know what hospital. Going to, but whenever that kitten come in, she got to be ready so she can just go.
Amen.
Just go, like, she got to be ready. She can't be waiting. She got to have her bag packed and ready to get out and go. And
amen.
Go ahead.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I know many of us as the prayer warriors know, but we got a lot of guests on the line, and they would know what you were saying when you were talking about the praise report, so that way you didn't mention that it was for her kidney that she's going on the list for to get the kidney transplant. So we thank God.
Right.
And to think about it, she has not had the it's not real, real long time, so that's a blessing. Some people be waiting for years and years. She's only been like in the last, almost 2 years? So she's really been blessed. Praise God. So it hasn't been no long, long time. You know, when you're waiting on something, it seems like it, but hers is really in a short time. So we just really thank God for the power of prayer and what's taking place and what God's doing, and pray, glory to God, continued blessings upon her, and believing everything is going to work out tremendously well with a great match. So we thank God for Sister Teresa, and we're going to keep those prayers going up for her any day, any time, whenever God do it. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you too, Mother, for standing in the gap for your children and your daughter and for all of our children. And thank you so much for how you faithfully pray, and all of you all, for these babies over here. But sometimes you and Mother Sim, sometimes y'all call and ask special prayers, say prayer, special prayers, glory to God for Carmelita. And she says, thank you all. I keep forgetting to tell you that, even though she's at a new church now and got some other things doing and some other things with sororities, and so she's been whatever, but her prayers be going up for you. She still told me to tell you all, thank you so much for the prayers that go up for her too as well. And thank you so much, Brother Black, for having her and her and Alicia go over to God and their children before the Lord right now, especially getting out of school and things going on and birthdays and other things, go over to God and the children. You know, so much is going on, but it's some good things too as well in the midst, but also some little stressful things, and praying, go over to God for the parents. So
So that's a blessing. And thank you for all the prayers that go forth for each one of us praying for our children, our grands, and one another, and trying to keep each other built up so we can stay focused to carry out what God has said, as well as we praying for our own bodies while we stand in the gap. So I just bless the Lord for all of you. You are so faithful to God and faithful to this ministry, and thanking God for all that he's doing through you all. It's a blessing. Nobody is doing this but God. Only him can get this to praise for this. And like they say, it's the Lord's doing it, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Yes, it is, and it's been helping me a whole lot, too, as well. And thank you, too, for praying, and pray y'all continue to pray for me, too. I had to go to the urgent care the other day and whatever like this. Of course, there's some stuff to build up in it, but the doctor said he don't think it was no pneumonia. But we believe in God, but it has not cleared up like it ought to, and this is we'll be at one more day of that prednisone. And so we're just praying, glory to God. So I don't know if I have to go back and get an antibiotic. But when we're standing on the promises of the Lord, standing on the word of God, we don't allow what we go through, glory out, to hinder us when we know God got us. So that's the way we're going to have to roll. And we're going to put our trust in the Lord. We got to walk and talk like it is well, even though we ain't in denial and not claiming it. We know we're challenged, but we're still standing on God got this, and he's going to work it for our good. And we heard what the prophet said tonight, also what she was encouraging our hearts. So let's keep standing, keep holding on, keep glory to God praying, keep believing, and keep doing what he called us. And we're going to see great and mighty things still yet to come. So thank you all for the prayers. Amen. Amen. We know this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Hallelujah. Well, there's nothing else being said. I pray God's angels be encamped about you and the blood covering over you, and have a marvelous and wonderful week. And thank God, glory to God, for all of those, hallelujah, that even at the end, we are after the hour again. So we ain't put no time on God, because even after the hour, God bless. Let me say this one testimony. You know how the enemy attacked, and I told you the screen was froze, and glory to God, and I don't know how y'all lines open up. I'd say, you know, God got away and put the enemy to flight. All those that were to pray, you all with all the lines that was open, even though it didn't show on the screen, when I heard Brother cough, I'm like, I know I'm not crazy. The lines not how, and nobody else supposed to be on the phone but me. And I heard that, and I'm like, when I said that, and I started hearing y'all voice, I said, God, you awesome. You defeat the enemy no matter what. When God got a plan, I'm telling you, he's phenomenal. And it froze up for a good long time, and then later on I was able to open it up a little bit, a while after Pastor Bird it came, and then it froze back up again, but I was able to put her name, open the line. And then later on it finally opened up where I can be able to open all the lines for us to have prayer. And I'm telling you, God is so phenomenal. I just had to tell y'all that testimony. God got away. It's crazy, because on here this thing has it where the lines are open when I touch the mic, and if the mics are not on, everything is paused. And God opened the line for each one of y'all that was supposed to pray while everything was locked up on the screen. Now tell me about the God that we serve. Whom God blessed, or what God blessed, no man can curse. You hear me? And if God be for you, who can be against you? He is, and we got to keep our faith and trust in the Lord. So I believe that was worth testifying about, because he did that. He did it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Anybody else excited but me? I'm so sorry about that, but I'm just excited about Jesus.
That's right. Yes, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. I hear you back there, Sister Rachel. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. We praise God for you. And be blessed and be encouraged, and we'll talk with you later. Have a good night. I pray blessings through you all week long. Here?
Amen.
Love you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Love you, Mother. Praise God. I got you. Wonderful. Love you.